Daniel chapter 2. What is life? A frenzy. What is life? An illusion. That all life is a dream, and dreams are just dreams. The pragmatic approach to life is not found in the Old Testament, nor in the end times. God manifested himself in dreams and visions, and according to Joel's prophecy, he will also do so in the end times. Other kings had revealed their dreams to their spiritual advisors so that they, like Joseph in Egypt, would give him the interpretation. Here the task is humanly impossible to reveal to the king not only the interpretation but also the dream itself, because there is a God in heaven who only reveals the mysteries, verse 28. Daniel's impeccable reputation opens the door to fame and with deception and wisdom. Verse 13, he enters the scene, but not without the support of the prayer of his three friends. Verse 17, centuries of history confirmed the succession of world powers from that moment to the end times. Babylon would be conquered by the Persians and then to be conquered from them by Alexander the Great. That is the golden age of Greece, followed by the Roman Empire. Iron fingers mixed with mud. Sad mixtures of power with corruption that has characterized culture and governmental until our era remain. But there is the small dream reveals an era yet to come, a kingdom that shall never be destroyed. To that kingdom you are being called, and the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, knocks on the door of your heart, so that repentant you may surrender your life to him. Lord, may you reveal this in the dream in every heart.